Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this February 5th, 2024 regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We'll open this morning, or this evening, in prayer with Pastor Newton Brennan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your mercy and your forgiveness. Lord, I thank you for your desire to be involved in our lives and in our community. I thank you, God, for these leaders. Father, would you help us to honor you? Would you bring wisdom, guidance? Would you bring courage and confidence? Lord, would you protect these leaders, their families, and all the employees of this city? Lord, I pray we would hear your voice in those times of decision and direction. And Lord, I pray for that our town would honor you and be a place of security and growth. Lord, would you please bless the proceedings of this meeting? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Brennan. The clerk could please call the roll. Approve the meeting minutes from the last meeting of City Council on January 16th, 2024. You should have received a copy of the minutes. Do we have a motion to approve them? I think Ms. Carr moved.
Second.
Mr. Shanklin, second.
Asparis?
Abstain.
Lax?
Yes.
Davies?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
We have no public comment scheduled for this evening, and so we'll move on in our agenda to our standing committee reports. What's that?
No.
Okay. So we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin with our finance committee. Mr. Lax.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no finance committee has done that.
Thank you, sir. And then we'll move on to our health and safety committee. Mr. Espiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and safety has not met. I have no report.
And thank you. And our Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Hanwork is not here this evening, and so we'll move on to our Planning Committee. Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met. I have no report.
Thank you. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee. Ms. Squirrel.
Thank you, sir. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, so I have no report.
All right. Transportation. Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you, sir. And our Utilities Committee. Mr. Davies.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report. The utilities has not met, but I do have an email from utilities director. I'd like to read about the power outage. The only item in the report was one substation trip Saturday night due to a problem at quality casting. One of the furnaces had an issue and resulted in a significant fault high voltage spike, which resulted in the protective system to isolate the problem until it was addressed at all customers. That's all I have.
Very good. I believe Quality Castings is our largest utility customer, so when something happens there, everybody knows it.
All right. Yep.
We have no special committee reports this evening, so we'll move on to our administrative reports and Mayor Plyben.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple things. We are excited to announce that we're continuing the Employee of the Month recognition each month, and this recognition consists of a certificate and a lunch with the mayor. Our first Employee of the Month for 2024 is Kristen Horenko Ensley, and was nominated by Mr. Steve Wheeler from our Safety Service Department. She was hired March 4th, 2002 as Assistant to Administration and has been promoted to Planning and Community Development Manager in 2007. In her current role, she's responsible for identifying state and federal grants that the city may be interested or qualified in, and submitting those applications. She assists the director and the superintendents in the preparation of budgets and different appropriations and zoning certificate, and she works closely with our city engineer. She oversees the tax abatement process and preparing bids, and due to her grant writing efforts, she has been awarded 109 grants for a total of $16.8 million during her time here with the city. Over the past 8 years, she's been able to complete the resurfacing and repair of 75 of the worst streets that we have due to her ability to write grants, and she's just been a big asset to our city. She is a graduate of Orville High School, the class of 1994, and a graduate of Miami University. She has 3 children, Andrew, Kyle, Connor. She's a great example of someone born in Orville and dedicated to our community. We did have a nice lunch at Cape Pasta, and it was really busy during lunchtime. So I do congratulate her for all of her great work. A couple other things, I've been able to visit several businesses already in our city. Smith Foods, McElroy Packaging, Jared Wilbert, and Wrench Works. And I'm very grateful for all of our businesses for their commitment and investments in our community. And I had an exciting thing last week. The police chief and I went to Orville Elementary and recognized our Citizens of the Month. We had 2 students that were the Citizens of the Month, Kaysen Irwin and Eden Foy, and we also happened to arrive on the day that they celebrated their 100th day of school, so that was special. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. We'll move on then to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. You'll be hearing from me quite a bit the rest of the meeting, so I have no report for tonight.
Thank you. Our Utilities Director, Mr. Bredeker, is not present with us tonight, so we'll move on to our Finance Director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is time for the final appropriation process to begin. I did send an email to all of council this evening outlining a proposed schedule. Tentatively, we have March 4th set for the first reading of the legislation. On March 11th, we'll have a Finance Committee workshop immediately following the Utility Board meeting, and the final reading is scheduled for March 18th. And if you could just let me know if you have any scheduling conflicts with those dates, I would appreciate it. And one other item, Mayor Fleiben did receive notification today from the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada that Orville has received the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for the city's final fiscal report for the year ending December 31st, 2022. The GFOA, for those of you that don't know, established this certificate in 1945 to encourage and then recognize state and local governments that go beyond GAAP's minimum reporting requirements, and governments that prepare those reports that evidence the spirit of transparency and also full disclosure. The certificate is the highest form of recognition for government accounting, and this does mark the 21st consecutive year that Orville has been honored with the achievement. Reflect the dedicated efforts of all of our city employees, not just the finance department, and I think it is testament to our unwavering commitment to maintaining transparency and fiscal responsibility for the citizens of Orville. That's all I have this evening.
Thank you. Those members of council, it's routine that we receive this reward. We get it every year, it seems. Only a small percentage of communities get it, so it really is a significant achievement, and we just did it year in and year out, so it really is something. And our citizens can be confident that our finances are being handled well. All right, we'll move on to our Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbrown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
All right, thank you. A couple of housekeeping items for me. Just wanted to make the announcement that the Orville Firefighters Dependency Board has appointed Mike May to that board, so we want to let everyone know about that. And then we have another item where council every year needs to appoint Gene Galt. Well, it needs to appoint a clerk. Doesn't need to appoint Gene Galt. But anyway, we do need a motion from a member of council to appoint Gene Galt as council clerk. Mr. Davy moved, made Davy's moves, and Mr. Shanklin seconds.
Thank you. Lax?
Yes.
Davies?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
The Spirits?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. And then we can move on then our agenda, as we have no old business, so we'll go straight through to new business. Ms. Squirrel.
Thank you. Resolution 124, I move that this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Shanklin seconds.
Davies?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
The Spirits?
Yes.
Lax?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 124, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement with Boca Construction for diamond grinding services on Crown Hill Road and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler, are we grinding diamonds or what are we doing?
That would be great.
All right.
But so this diamond grinding project is basically to, it removes kind of the irregularities from the top surface, it smooths it out. We are proposing to do from High to Hostetler on Crown Hill. This project would occur in the springtime. It is underneath the state of Ohio bidding threshold. It's a very unique project, so I would not bid it out anyway because it kind of is a specialty. Boca is one of the best in the business at doing this. We did meet and discuss this in a prior transportation meeting. I believe it was before Mr. Lax and Mr. Davies came on board, so be glad to answer any questions you might have. If possible, I would like to approve it tonight so we can get on their schedule and kind of make sure it's on the radar. And it is in the budget, in the capital budget for this year.
I know driving over those expansion joints is really a unique feature of the city of Fourville, and our residents have grown to know and love it. Are you taking that away?
It will be smooth in that area.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
I know some folks will miss it though.
Yeah. It's marked your progress through town.
We have not used this process before, so this isn't, and I don't want to use the word test project, but this is a good way to see if we like the process, like the end result, and can potentially expand it on it, not only on Crown Hill, but some of our other concrete streets as well.
Any questions or discussion? Mr. Shanklin.
Can you talk a little bit about how much potential savings we would have instead of replacing the panels?
Well, every panel is approximately $20,000 to replace. A stretch this long would be, according to our engineer, probably about $4 million project. So obviously this is not going to have the length of duration that a new project would have, but it is a nice step to expend or extend the the length of the concrete.
Be a nice savings.
Substantial savings. Yes.
Any other questions, Mr. Wax?
Would that interfere with the Memorial Day going into the cemetery?
It should not. I would definitely. The idea, honestly, is to get it done as early in spring as they can come out and do it. So. It shouldn't have any impact, but I will definitely work with them.
Just got to reroute if I need to.
I understand. We'll definitely keep you in the loop on it as soon as we get on their calendar.
I know that the rules and regulations and statutes requiring the reading of this resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second. Shanklin seconds.
Carr?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Lax?
Yes.
Davies?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move that resolution 124 be adopted as read.
Second. Lax.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Lax?
Yes.
Davies?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 224. I move that this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Shanklin.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Spiras.
Yes.
Lax.
Yes.
Davies.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 224, a resolution authorizing the City of Oroville, Ohio to enter an extension of an agreement with the Oroville Boys and Girls Club for a grant to assist with salary, training, and associated miscellaneous expenses for a team coordinator director position at the Oroville's Floyd Area Boys and Girls Club and declaring an emergency.
Very good. And just make an explanatory note, whenever you see declaring an emergency, all that means is that the standard 30-day waiting period is waived. So it doesn't mean we're under an emergency, it's just it puts it into effect immediately. So any questions or discussion?
Thank you, Mr. President. As some of you may remember, in 2021, we did enter into a two-year agreement with the Boys and Girls Club to provide $15,000 a year for 2 years for the period of 2022-2023. That money was to be used to aid in their creation of a team program and hire a team director. This contract is a follow-up to that, and why it's a little more general. They already have the team director. Now it's helping to pay for associated costs of the team director in the program, and would be an additional two-year period at the $15,000 for 2024-2025.
I believe we had, is it Nicolina?
Nicolina, yes.
Yeah. She gave a report to council, and that's the position that council has been partnering to fund.
Correct.
It's her role. I believe Mr. Handwerk suggested perhaps having a committee meeting to discuss this.
It's up to council.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we'll at least wait until he returns before we vote on it. Any other questions or discussion? All right, hearing none, we'll move on then in our agenda to our safety service report from Mr. Wheeler.
I'll need a minute to set up.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, this row, I think, is perfect.
On.
Yeah, please.
He's in my ward.
He's in my ward, too.
Pardon?
He's in my ward, too.
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
That's a policy.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Ready, Mr. McFadden?
Oh. That's cute.
All right. Hello, my name is Steve Wheeler. I'm the Safety Service Director. And this is the 2023 annual report for the Safety Service Department. Another busy year for our zoning departments. We did have 6 new single-family home zoning certificates issued in 2023. They were for a new house on West Oak, McGill, 2 on North Crown Hill, 1 on Crestview, and 1 on Terrapin. We also had 1 3 and 4 family home new construction in Blackberry. We also had 15 residential additions, 11 residential garages and sheds, 40 fencing, 3 new industrial, and those were McGann Warehouse on Collins Boulevard, the new warehouse from Jared on Main Street, and then Troy Lumber on Church Street as well. We also had 2 industrial additions, and those were Troy Lumber, and then Village Dental did an addition as well. 14 signage permits, and 1 demolition on Westwood. Overall, we had a total of 98 zoning certificates issued with a value of over $6.2 million worth of projects. Property maintenance violations, Abby Wilson, our city engineer, handles our property maintenance violations, and she had another busy year. In 2023, we had 57 violations. She made 139 visits, which resulted in 84 letters from the Safety Service Department, and 53 violations were ultimately corrected and closed. The total estimated dwelling units in population in 2020, the census reported 3,846 dwelling units, with an 8,765 being the population. Based on the number of housing permits issued since then, we estimate 3,868 dwelling units, and the estimated population is 8,847. Our residential recycling and landfill summary, another good year with our recycling numbers. 2023, we had 940,000 pounds of recycling, with almost 7 million pounds to the landfill, resulting in about a 13.5% recycling rate. The city does encourage recycling. Obviously, it's good for the environment, but also the Stark Wayne Tusk Recycling District does give us money based on our percentage of recycling, which then we are able to put back into the waste management for the residents. So it's a win-win. Our park and pool receipts and expenditures, a really good year at the pool this year. Our pool receipts were $55,181. Which I believe is the highest since I've been here. Our pool concession receipts, with between the pool and the park, we had almost 20,000 in concession receipts. Pool and rec expenses of a little over 206,000. We did have almost 7,000 worth of pool capital expenses. That was for some work in the pool pit. Park receipts, just under 19,000. And park expenses of 316,000. Our park capital expenses were $623,000. A large majority of that was obviously the new skate park, the relocation of the dog park for the skate park, and then we did do a new light project for the pickleball courts. Our pool attendance, as I mentioned, a really good year for the pool. The attendance was 15,142 for 2023. Again, I believe that's a record, at least in the 15 years I've been here. Our total days open for 2023 was 66, as compared to 73 in 2022. Our total days closed was 7, as compared to 5 in 2022. Our average attendance, and this number is really amazing, 232, as compared to 187 in 2022.
Our cemetery receipts, we had $56,689 in general fund receipts, which generated $574 worth of interest income for an overall operating receipts of $57,263. Our maintenance endowment receipts were $21,546, and the fund balance in the maintenance endowment fund was just over $152,000. General fund expenditures for the cemetery was just over $21,000. We did not have any capital expenditures in 2023 in the cemetery, so the overall expenditures was $221,000 total. We did have 68 burials in 2023, and 51% of which were residents and 49% non-residents. Kristen Inslee is our grant writer and our coordinator and our employee of the month. And she had another good year on our grants. She does a great job writing grants, as well as the multiple other things she does for our department. We did receive a $62,000 grant from the Wayne County Community Foundation. That was for the skate park. And we also were awarded a $200,000 grant from the Ohio Public Works Commission. And this was actually for some property that we acquired in the industrial park, 23 acres, that will be used as part of our Heartland Trail project to help us get that project finished up. History of grants received. As Mayor Plyvin said, we've had a really good run of grants. In the past 11 years, we have received just over $10 million in grants. Our Wayne Performing Arts Concerts, Gene Gault handles that program and does a fantastic job for us. In 2023, we had six total concerts, averaged about 125 people in attendance per concert at an overall cost of $3,300, and we did have donations of over $4,600 for the year. Switching over to road projects. We did do a major asphalt street project in 2023, which resulted in the resurfacing of Ella, Sunset, and Elm. And as you can see, the total cost was $1.1 million for that project. Over the last 9 years, you'll see on our history graph, we had 68 streets that we did some work on. Had about $6.4 million in grants, and the overall cost of those projects was just under $16 million. Our projects for next year, obviously one of the bigger projects is the Depot Park project, which is over here at downtown on West Market. We also have the Heartland Trail project, as I mentioned, now that we've bought the 23 acres. This project is primarily funded through an ODOT grant. So we are working through the ODOT process on that project. It is currently an environmental review, right-of-way acquisition in the permitting stage. So we're continuing to work on that, and our hope is that project continues to move along as well. Our 2024 road projects. We did receive word from the Ohio Public Works Commission that we will be receiving a $400,000 grant for some road work this year. The streets to be completed are Bell Avenue, Washington from High to Church, and McGill from Pine to Paradise. We are also scheduled to do a concrete street project, which is the East Hostetler Road project that is adjacent to Quality Casting. And finally, there's going to be some diamond grinding done on Crown Hill, which Council just approved the legislation to move forward on that project. And I'd like to thank April Spears for her working on this presentation for me. And she loves to include my grandsons at the very end, so how can I go wrong there? So featuring the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and the Ghostbuster. So that's my report for tonight. Be glad to answer any questions. I know I went through a lot of information. All right. Thank you for everyone's time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Wheeler. Do we have any comments for the good of the order? Yes, Mr. Mayor.
I would like to thank our safety service director, Steve Wheeler, for his report tonight. That takes a lot of effort, and we're going to actually be having more reports to follow from each of our department heads and from our police chief and fire chief. I think it's a lot of great information for our community. If you have a lot of information to go on, and you get to really know each department. So appreciate all of our department's efforts on that.
Anyone else? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Squirrel moves. In the last seconds.
Spears?
Yes.
Lack?
Yes.
Davies?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Our next meeting for City Council will be February 19th, 2024. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you. Good night.
Well, you look your standard. Whoa.